Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Tet Vav, and we're holding on the Halakha Mishnah on daf Yudalit Amud Beit. So the next Mishnah continues on from where we left off. Remember that the opening Mishnah gave us a list of things where we have Lekula V'Lechumra. So the next one that we're up to is after Steachuza, Bishor HaMu'ad She'imita Ta'eved Nakel U'Lahagner. We also find, since the Torah defines the value of Shloshim Shekel, that that could be, for sure, that killed an Eved Kanani. So that could be a very, very light sentence compared to what you would have paid if you were paying the real value, or it could be quite harsh. Ketzah. In what way? Well, very simply. Echad she'imitat hana'a she'ba'avadim, someone whose shor ha'mu'ad, that had already been three times on the attack, and here it killed one of the most beautiful slaves you've ever seen that was worth a lot of money, or etaka or shebaavadim, or one of the most horrific, almost valueless slaves, is still going to pay, noten shloshim selah, still going to pay 30 selah to the owner. So obviously, if the eved was worth a lot, this is a kula. If he wasn't worth much, this is a chumrah. But in a case where he had been Hamit ben Chorin, that same shah had chosen as his victim a regular freeman, then he would have paid whatever the value would have been on the open market. Notin et shavio. Chaval, if the shah had not killed, but had just caused damage, then bezeh ubezeh, notin ezek shalim. Whether the victim was an eved, or whether the victim was a free man, we do not have that special din of shloshim shel eved, and there you pay what it is that you damaged. Now, the Gemara points out here that the case we see from the last part, that a shor that was chaval, either way, beben chorin or beeved, is a shor hamu'ad, mashma, because that, after all, is the entire topic of our Mishnah, b'shor hamu'ad. So are you telling me that this din of paying b'zeh b'zeh nezek shalem is only a din in a shor hamu'ad, but a shor tam that causes damage to an Adam does not pay Nezek Shalem? But that would mean that our Mishnah, Lema Matitin Delok Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah would be against the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Ditznan, because Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva Omer, Atam Shechaval Ba'Adam, the case where a Tam damages not another shor or property, but damages a human, the halakha is over there that we first deduct any nezek that the Adam might have caused in the shor from the nezek that the shor caused the Adam, and the rest is paid as nezek shalem. So you see clearly that according to Rabbi Akiva, the din would be by even a tam nezek shalem. So why would we make the din of nezek shalem in our Mishnah dependent on its being a shor amuad? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah might well be true, even Alibid Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah never meant to make a statement that this halakha is true only of a muad and not of a tam. Huadin afilu tam nami would be exactly the same. The only reason that we put it this way is because since we needed to discuss in the Seifa, I did the Gaboy Lemitna Seifa, that in a case where it was Hamit Eved versus Hamit ben Chorin. And that entire discussion is only possible in a case of a muad, because betam lo mashkachatle, there is no din of shloshim shel eved with a tam. Therefore, we already put in the contrast to the din to mitata adam, to chavalat adam. So mishumachi katani muad. But certainly the part about paying nezek shalem is not necessarily true only of a muad. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. The next case that we had in the opening list was that Ba'one Sumifater La'akel La'akmir. Since the Torah has defined a particular amount of money that is paid for rape and seduction, so there it's also going to be sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumra ketzah. Echad she'anasu pita et hagdola shebeguna. A man might have raped a woman from one of the most important families of the Kuna, or Haktana Shebi Yisrael, or the simplest family among Yisraelim, is always going to pay the same amount. Noten chamishim slaim, he's going to pay 50 shekel as the Torah's defined knas. So that would be a kula for a mishpacha that is a great mishpacha, gedola shebekuna, that is only paying this, the Torah would define. And this would be lahachmer on a very low class mishpacha, which is far more than he should pay. Now, haboshet vapgam, this is only for the actual rape. But when it comes to boshet upgam, then you would pay according to what the dahalacha would have required in any event. So it's for the actual sexual component, but it has nothing to do with any other things. In other words, if in some way the woman was hurt through intercourse or suffered embarrassment, which obviously she did, there we actually go according to Hakol, Lefiya Mivayesh, Vamidbayesh. Over there, it actually is a function of the particular situation. Says the Gemara, Amat, why in the world are you so sure that boshet upagam is meant to be paid even though you're paying the knas of the 50 shekel? Why not say that when the Torah said 50 shekel, it was meant to cover the entire thing? There's no way one could think that. Because people will say, does this make sense? Yomru ba'al bat melachim. Someone has raped the daughter, the princess of the country. Is Chamishim and Baal Bat Adyotot. He rapes someone who is just from a simple family with Chamishim. I'm like, Abaye, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, that's exactly the case, isn't it? Same thing is true by the Mishnah we had before. Ashur is Meimit an Eved. So you'll say, does that make sense? The Nami Yomru, Eved no cave Margalit. We have this guy kills an Eved who is a well-known diamond cutter or a pearl perforator. You pay 30 shekalim, despite the fact that he makes the equivalent of $5,000 an hour, and an Eved Osem Maaseh Machad, who knows how to embroider something, who makes a salary of $10 an hour, they both pay 30. I mean, what kind of silly question is that? If the Torah has given us a set amount that you're supposed to pay, despite the fact that it doesn't make sense in terms of value, that's what it means. So why can't that be true over here? It doesn't make sense in terms of value, correct, but that's what it means. Ella, Omer Rebbe Zeira, what I mean, not that, is that, but let's say, Yilu ba'alea shnai, echad shelo kidarka, v'echad kidarka. Let's say that actually two people had raped her. Now the first one rapes her anally, and therefore she remains a bitula, and the second one rapes her kidarka through normal intercourse, and since at that point she was a bitula, and the second one is going to pay 50 shekel because of the rape of a bitula. Now, if we're going to say that the 50 shekel covers boshet upagam, then people will say, this is strange. Ba'al peguma chamishim. Case where she had just been raped and anally, and people will read the newspapers about the article, and everybody's talking about it, and she's already viewed as a woman who's gone through hell, that you still pay 50 shekel, and a case where you would be raping a normal Baal Shlema, where she had never been touched by anyone before, would also pay 50 shekel. Says, I don't understand. What have you improved over here with this? We can say exactly the same thing about the Shor and the Eved again. Because the equivalent question by the Eved would be, Yachi Gabi Eved Nami. People will say, does it make sense that a Shor, that is an Ogeach, a perfectly healthy Eved, now that's the equivalent of the Eno Pogum over here, is going to pay Shloshim, and a Shor that kills an Eved that is Mukah Shechin, where his whole body is covered with blisters, he's basically pussy and ill to the core, is also going to pay Shloshim. I mean, that's the idea of a Pagam. So what's the difference? Just like over there, you accept the fact that the Torah defined a said value, and that covers whatever the loss is. How do you know that that's not the case of the Onus HaMefata? The Torah gave a said value, and that's what it is. Elam Rabbi, I will show you from the pasuk itself that besides the 50 shekalim, there's going to be a chiyuv for actual damages and embarrassment. Why? Because Omar Krop, the pasuk says, "V'natana isha shochevim alavi anara 50 kesef," that the man pays the father of the girl 50 kesef, and then goes on to say something which is quite obvious: "Tachat asher ina," because of the fact that he has raped her. So what is that supposed to mean? Tachat asher inam. And that's what we're talking about. Obviously, it's because he raped her. Ela the pshat is michlal deika bo shetub gam. It's only for the actual sexual component of the inui. The inui is a word for intercourse that is at the unwillingness of the victim. So that means that there's other things besides the inui. So there's the inui, but there's also the boshet and the pagam. And the pasuk made its point. This chamishim is only tachat asher ina. Rava Amar. Rava says the way to be medayiket from the pasuk is the fact that it says the curiously unnecessary term v'natana ish hashochev ima, the man who has slept with her. Well, obviously that's what we're talking about. Why do you have to say hashochev ima to teach me that this chamishim shekel is being paid for the fun that he had with her? Hana'at shchiva is chamishim, but not anything else. What other things are there? Mechlal dika milta achriti. Of course there are. Mind you, boshet ubgam. Continues the Ilika Mishnah. The next step that we had in our opening Mishnah, which of course all one Mishnah, and that's just the opening list of the Mishnah. So the next thing in the opening list was B'motzi Shem Ra Lakelak, for somebody who accuses his new wife of having had relations with another before him. There too we have Lakelak. Why? Because there, the Torah once again has defined the amount, which is 100 selah, that is to be paid for someone who is motzi shemra. And there too, the din would be echad shotzi shemra al hagdola shebekuna v'al haktana shebeYisrael. So no matter the social status of the victim, having said this about her, he will always pay the same amount. Noten, he gives her father mea selah. So that would obviously be a great let off Malahakel for the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. He's not paying according to the Chashivut at all. And it would certainly be a very severe punishment in a case where the victim was an Adam who was very low class. And what this shows is a very important thing, because it means the most remarkable thing is that when it comes to the Motzi Shemra, all you did was talk about her behavior. When it came to rape, you certainly, in modern terms, how can you even compare, a rape to saying something bad? And yet for the rape, you pay 50. And for the accusing her of having had relations, you pay 100. Is that unbelievable? You see from there, Nimtza, this teaches you that it's worse to talk about something. Ha'omer b'piv chomur min ha'oseh ma'aseh. That somebody who talks about it is even worse than having done it. In fact, it's so true, Shekein Matzino, we find exactly the same thing, that in the Midbar, where so many horrible things had been done by Klal Yisrael, Shalon itchatem gzar din al avotenu b'midbar el ha'lashon hara, that the thing that finally was this the destructive gezera of the 40 years of Galut in the Midbar, 38 years, and that ends up causing the Churban Beit HaMikdash and so on, was all about Lashon Hara, which was the Meraglim, of course, that had spoken about Eretz Yisrael. And as it says over there, Vayinasu oti ze eser pa'amim, that now at this moment, this final thing is what has made me give this gezera. It's this 10th time. So this is more, now wait a minute. It's all very nice to talk about theoretically that you're talking versus doing, but for heaven's sakes, by accusing her as a motzi shemra, you might actually be claiming that she should be killed, because the only maybe the reason that the Torah is so machmir is not because it's worse to talk than to do, it's because what it is that you said could bring her to a death penalty. Because after all, as it says in the pasuk, the im emet hayadavar, if it turns out to be true, and we have witnesses that saw her after she was already mekudeshet to this guy, that saw her sleeping with this other person, so then ein hakinami viotziu et hanara, we take her out, uskalua ancheira bavanim vamet. So, of course, what he did was terrible. He basically brought a false accusation with the potential of a murder. Amar Rava, well, the reason the Mishnah ignores that is because the Pasuk makes it very clear that the reason that he's being demanded 100 shekel is ki hotzi shem ra. He's to pay that because of the fact that he was hotzi shem ra on a betulat Israel, not because of what he caused her. And that means the Torah is saying it's dafka because of the shem ra shehotzi and not because of the potential of the damage that he might have caused her. Continues the Mishnah, that it's also clear about how terrible Lashon Hara is from the fact that the only thing that made it hopeless in the Midbar that God gave up on us is the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara. Now, how do you know that? Mima. I mean, you're telling me ze eser pa'amim, because this is the time. Well, obviously this is the time. This is the straw that broke the camel's back, right? I mean, up until now, there was patience. And at this point, maybe, it's just a tiny little thing, but it's just, I can't take it anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, at this point, I just can't take it anymore. So maybe whatever they would have done would have been like that. It's not because the Motzi Shemra or the Lashon Hara in the case of the Midbar was so bad. Because Dilma Dakati Lomale Satan, maybe it's because they haven't filled up the weightiness of their chataim yet. And after all, it does say, the Omer of Amnuni, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivram in Adam, Achit Tmale Sato. God doesn't pay a person back until he has absolutely gotten to the end of the ability to be patient with him. Shenema bimlot sivko yetzerlo. Only when the person has gone through all of the things that he wants to do wrong, then he's going to get his problems, yetzerlo. But not the moment that a person does something wrong, he's punished. Omresh Lakish. It's because the Torah says, Beferish, that it's the reason. Since in the Parashat Meraglim, it says, Vayenasu oti ze eser pamim. It doesn't say, they have tested me 10 times. It says, they've tested me with this. Meaning, al ze nitchatem gzardin, that it's this, it's not the conclusion, it's the ze that has caused the disastrous gezerah. Tanya Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Parata, Bo Ure'e Kama Gadol Koach Shel Lashon Hara. Let us look and see how incredibly powerful Lashon Hara is. Where shall we look? Minan Mimuragli. If somebody who is Motzi Shem Ra on what? On trees, on stones, meaning on Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless has such a horrible punishment. Imagine if someone had been motzi shemra on a human being. Al chaveiro, achat kama v'kama. Says Gemara, how do you know that? How do you know, bichlal, that the main problem with the Meraglim was Lashon Hara? Maybe it's because of what it is that they said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inability to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Diyoma mishum de Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Diyoma Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Davar gadol, a horrible thing, and an immense chutzpah was spoken. Dibru ha-meraglim bo-tasha'a. Analyze their words. They say, ki chazaku mimenu. Don't think that that means mimenu, the people there are stronger than us. What it means is chazaku mimenu from God. Ela mimenu kevayachol, what they were saying is the Baal HaBayit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who owns Eretz Yisrael. He's in Tzoras. En yacholo tzikila misham. He can't get out the people that he rented it out to, so to speak. Elo amarab amaresh lakish. The reason that we know that it is Lashon Hara, and not because of the things that they had said, lebizayon Hashem, is because the Pasuk says beferush, vayamutu anashim bo tzi'ei dibata ra'a, Haaretz Ra'ah, this tells us the reason that this happened to them was Aldibat Haaretz Shehotzio. That's what we're viewing, not what it is that they said that's a Chilul Hashem, or that seems to be an improperly expressed thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Amar Reb Yehuda, Eser Nisyonot Nisu Avoteinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were 10 different Nisyonot that we made God angry about during the course of the Midbar. And there were 2 of them on the Yam, 2 of them about water, drinking water, 2 of them about needing food, the man, 2 of them that insisted on having real meat, and that turned out to be the slav, which were the quails in the Midbar, 1 of them with the Egel HaZahav, 1 of them b'Midbar Paran. Now we're going to define what these things are. Shnayim b'Yam. So we're saying there were 2 separate Nisyonot when Klal Yisrael went to the Yamsuf. Where were there two? Achat beyirida v'achat be'aliyah. There was one nisoyan when they were about to go into the yam, and one when they were coming out of the yam. Beyirida, when they were going down to the yam, it says, Vayomru Moshe, hamibliyein kvarim b'mitzrayim lekachtanu lamut b'midbar. Have you taken us out because there were no places left in Mitzrayim to bury us? Did you have to drag us out here to die? That was what they said on the way in. And Ba'aliyah, when they were coming out, what did they do wrong there? As Rav Huna points out, Yisrael Shaboto Ador Miktanei Amonai. The people in that generation had a very low level of faithfulness and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I mean? What am I referring to? Kirabba Bar Mori, Dom Rabba Bar Mori. My dichtiva yamru al yam biyam sufa yoshim lamanchimo. That they went and turned, acted treacherously against God on the yam suf, and nonetheless he saved them for the sake of his name. What does this teach us? Melamecha yu yisro mamrimbo tasha ah. It teaches us that the very hour of the great nisim on the yam suf, Klal Yisro were actually a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were saying, V'omrim kishim sha'anu olim mitzad zeh, kach mitzrayim olim mitzad acher, the same way that we're coming up out of the yam here. How do we know that Mitzrayim isn't coming up somewhere else and are still going to get us? And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told them, lo tosifu lo tamod, you're not going to see Mitzrayim ever again the way you see him today. So because of their doubts, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sar shel yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the master, the angelic master of the sea, all right, plot otam layabasha, spit them all out, the dead bodies, onto the edge of the yam, and let Yisrael see them. Omar, so the sar shel yam says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's so unfair. Ribono shel olam, klum yesh eved shenotin lo rabo matana v'chozer v'notlah imena. You've given me such a gift of all of this fresh human meat that can be eaten by my creatures, all the sea creatures. Now you're going to take it away from me. Amar lo said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the sar shel yam, I'm going to pay you back 150%. So ani noten lecha echad u'mechzar shebehem. Because you will see that there's going to be a lot more than the people that were killed here in Mitzrayim, which was Shesh Meot Rechav Bachur, and by Sisra, which was also the water, as we'll see, it says Chamiot Rechav Bachur. So it's 1.5 times as many, another 300. And therefore, you can be happy to spit them up, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to pay you back with 1.5 times as many. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, klum yesh eved shetoveat rabo. It's all very nice. You tell me that one day you're going to pay. What am I going to do? Sue you? How am I going to get it out of you? Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nachal Kishon Ya'arev. Let's take a guarantor. The guarantor will be Nachal Kishon itself. And at that moment, Miyad Paltan Liyabasha, the Yam accepted the charge to spit them all out back onto the dry land. Techivayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim, Meit al Sfat HaYam. So Tosis points out that the thing Mitzad Zeh, Mitzrayim only Mitzad Acher, the language is actually a little strange. Tosis says, I mean, you got to be crazy. How could these people possibly think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Mitzrayim over the Yam into Eretz Yisrael in order to attack them? But it sounds really like they're out of their minds. So he explains that actually, Klal Yisrael never crossed the Yam Suf. All they did was got away from Mitzrayim. So that what they did was, they went into the Yam, came around, and bypassed Mitzrayim. Like this, they were surrounded on both sides, and this allowed them to get away. So they thought, okay, so the same way that we got away in one direction, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu dragged Mitzrayim to another direction, but they're still around to be able to run after us once again and to catch us. And that this was basically just an escape. Shnayim, we said, was B'mayim. What two did they have that were problems? Of what shall we drink? Mora and Refidim. Mora, dechtiva yavo marata velo yochlu lishtot. The water was too bitter to drink. And there it says that because of that, kuchtiva yalana ama Moshe. And birefidim, it says, vayachanu birefidim, ve'in mayim lishtot. And then it says, vayorev ha'ami Moshe. They fought with him over the water. There were also two. Where were the two with the man? Dechtiv, On the one hand, it says, Al Tetzeu. So when the mon was given, they were told, nobody should go out, Al Yetze Ish Mimekomo, Miyom HaShavi'i, on Shabbat. And they did. Miyatsu. But furthermore, it was said to them, Al Totiru, don't leave it over until the morning, Ish Ayoter Mimenu Ad Boker. And they did. Vayotir. They ended up leaving it over, not having to be talking that they would get the next day. There were two nisyonot with the Slav, and that's the Slav Rishon, and the Slav Sheni. So the Slav Rishon means that, well, that came together with the man. And then we have the whole story of the Itavu Ta'ava. So this wasn't enough for them. Tosis brings a different shita. That's the way Rashi learns it. And that is that the Slav actually stopped coming, and that's why they were Itavu Ta'ava. Not that it was a special need for me to be above and beyond the Slav that would come together with the man. Beslav Rishon, it says that they tainted what we remember the wonderful days back in Mitzrayim, where we were there, Beshivtenu Asir HaBasar. There we were sitting, Bochwenu Lechem Lasova. We had everything that we wanted to eat. And what are you bringing us, Elamid Barazel, Amitit Kolakala, Zeber Av? We should starve here. So that was the first Nisoyan. And the second, Bislav Sheni, it says, Vasafsuf Asher Kbikirbo, Hitavu Ta'ava, and everybody started to cry, Vyomru Meimiach Elenu Basar. So that is the second Nisoyan in the Slav. And then, what is meant with the ego? That's the story. Ego Kiriyite. Read it in the Torah. Bimidbar Paran is the story of the Meraglim. Kiriyite. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. My dechtiv, my yitain lecha umayosif lach, lishon remia. What does this fraudulent tongue that seeks always to take advantage, what will it give to you and what could it add you? Omaro akadosh baruch hu lelashon. God is as if speaking to the tongue and saying, you know, kol levarav shel adam, everything else that a human being carries with them is zikufim. They are all organs that stand straight. Ve'ata mutal, and you lie, and that's in order to prevent you from getting too stuck up. Kol levarav shel adam mibachutz, any extremity of a human being, any of his articulated parts, are visible outside of the body. Ve'ata mibifnim, and you don't even get outside. Lo adalashi kafti l'chashtei chomot. Not only that, but I've surrounded you by two walls to keep you in there. One of them is made out of bone, meaning like teeth. Ve'achat shel basar, one of them is still, you have the lips. What more can I do? What more could I do to keep you under control? Speaking Lashon Hara is the equivalent of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and power. Those who speak Lashon Hara are those who say to their tongues, with our tongues we will overpower. Svatenu itenu, our lips are with us. Miadon lanu, who is over us to master us? Rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yom Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, furthermore, kol ha-misaper Lashon Hara, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara is going to find that negaim ba'im alav, that the most horrible negaim and plagues fall on him. Shremar malachni basetere eoto atzmit. And the word atzmit is found by the leprosy, what they translate as leprosy, as the negaim. And it says there, uchtivatan, v'kama ba'et eshelo choma litzmitut, because it says by the din of batei arei choma, the same word, smitut, which means absolutely. And the targum over there is l'chalutin. And that word l'chalutin is what is used for tzarat, because it says over there, ein bein mitzarah muzgar, mitzarah muchlat. Muchlat is a lashon v'chalutin, where it's absolutely clear that he's tummy. Ela priya uprima. The only difference between them is how it is that they have to act in terms of their begadim being torn and their hair hanging loose. But other than that, it's the same halakha. But in any event, what's important to us is that the word chalut appears in the two areas, Lashon Hara and Tzorat. Omer Resh Lakish, furthermore, Ma'idichtiv Zot Tiyet Torat HaMitzorah. This shall be the rules that apply to the Mitzorah. Read that. Zot Tiyet Torato Shem Motzi Shemra. That word Mitzorah is like a notrikun of the words one who says things that are bad. It does not seem to be any value to those who have, as the snake has, the power of Lashon. So what does this mean? What does the snake have to do with Lashon
Hara?
All the animals are going to ultimately come to the primal serpent. The Omrot, and they say, explain the way you are. Aridores v'ochel, a lion, he eats immediately, being unafraid. A ze'ev kills and then brings the food to his hiding place, v'ochel. Ata, but you, all you do is bite and kill and disappear. Have no hana'a from what it is that you do. Ma hana'a yesh lecha, what's the point of just killing? Omer Lahem, Nachash says, you ask me this? V'chima yitron leva'al alasha. And why don't you ask the human being who sits around poisoning the atmosphere, poisoning lives, ask him what he possibly gains from that? So I, as the embodiment of Ra, the Yetzer Ra, is exactly that element that you take for granted in a human being, that you can relate to that. So why can't you relate to me in the abstraction? Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is Magdil Avonot Ad L'Shamayim. His evil doing touches the very sky. So they put their mouth up to the sky, which means that it's exactly right there in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call him and say, Lashon Hara, Ro'ila Soklo Be'Evet. For speaking Lashon Hara, you should actually be stoned to death. Because K'tivacha Oto Atzmit, Uchtivatam Tzamtu B'Bor Chayai, Vayadu Even Bi. So that Lashon of Atzmit is that I will completely desiccate as if it were thrown into a bor, and really should have stones thrown on him. One who is osik in Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live in the same world with this guy. It's either me or him. That is stuck up no good neck. Oto lo uchal, I can't stand him. Al tikre oto lo uchal, I can't stand him. But rather, ito lo uchal, I cannot be in the same place as he is. The ikid amatni la. Some say that, which Rav Chisda is saying, is a reference not to Misapri Lashon Hara, but Geva einayim rechav leiva, which are gasea ruach, people who are stuck up. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Marukva. Kol misaper Lashon Hara. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Shel Gehinom. For someone who is speaking Lashon Hara, God dials into the master, the one who's in charge of Gehinom, and orders up a very specific punishment for him. Ani Alav Melamala. V'yata Alav Melamata Nedunenu. Let's do this together. I'm going to get him from above, you get him from below. Shnamar Chitzei Gibor Shnunim Mim Gachalei Ritamim. The arrows of the strong man are very sharp. Now, chetz is always a lashon, a word that refers to speech. Shenamar chetz shachut l'shonam mirma diber. Because we find that these chitzim are a chetz that their actual tongue shoots out at people because they speak these falsities. And the gibor that it's referring to, chitzei gibor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar Hashem ki gibor yetze. Gachalei retamim is a reference to burning broom, and that's the type of wood where, even where it appears not to be burning anymore, it never is put out. That's a reference to Gehenom. Omer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. What could possibly be done for Mesaper Lashon Hara? Ma takanato shel Mesaper Lashon Hara? The only takan is if he's a Talmid Chacham, he should be Osik b'Torah. Shnemer Marpe Lashon, Eitz Chaim. The only thing that saves a rotten tongue is the Eitz Chaim itself, and the Eitz Chaim, Lashon, of course, is Lashon Hara, as we just saw, Chet Shachut Lashon Amir Matiber. And the Eitz Chaim is Torah. Shnemer Eitz Chaim Ilimach Azikimba. And what if he's an Am Haaretz and he doesn't know how to learn Torah? So, Im Am Haaretz Hu Yashpil Da'ato. He should become an onav and lower himself. Shnemar v'salevba. It starts off by saying mirpeh lashon etz chayim v'salevba sheva ruach. Somebody who has been nichshel in such a thing and he wants to get rid of that from himself, he has to break his own spirit by becoming now downrotten, meek. V'ba'achav Rabbi Chanina omer, no, you've got it wrong. There is nothing to do. If you're mesaper lashon hara, you're finished. Ein lo takana shekvar karato David Baruch HaKodesh. David HaMelech has already announced that this man has no hope. Shemar yachret Hashem kol siftei chalakot lashon medaberet gedolot. That God is wiped out, cut off from any possibility. Someone who uses his tongue in this way. The meaning over here is matakanato shelo yavoli de lashon hara. What can a person do to save himself from coming to lashon hara? Once he's done it, it's over. But what can he do? Im talmid chacham hu yasok b'torah, v'imam haaretz hu yashpil da'ato, shenemar v'selev pa sheva ruah. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he was over all of the three principal sins. Avodat kochavim, kilui arayot, and shvichut damim. Where do I see this? K'tivach, it says by Lashon Hara, yachret Hashem kosiftei chalakot, Lashon medaber gedolot. And that Lashon appears by Avodat kochavim. Ana chata amaze, chata gedola. So Lashon Medaber Gedolot means the same Chata'a, Gedolah, that we're talking about at the Ega, which is Lashon Hara. That Lashon Hara is the equivalent of Avodah Zarah. We also find the same language by Gilui Arayot. We're over there, Yosef says to the wife of Potiphar, Ve'ech Eseh Ra'ah Gedolah Hazot. Sleeping with you would be this horrible evil, ra'agidola. So, chata'agidola, ra'agidola, and the lashon medaberet gedolot are all interrelated. And by shvichut damim, it also says, gadola v'niminiso, as Cain says, takadosh baruch hu. These are the three main chataim, giloy arayot, shvichut damim, and avodah zarah. And it says the same language that it uses by lashon hara on all three of them. Says the Gemara, but it says medaber gedolot mashma too. So that what are they? Well, I mean ayomafka. It's obviously three because you have no basis of rejecting any one of the three where gedolot appears. So don't say the biggest chiddush I have a right to say is that it's two. If it's two, it's already three. B'ma'arova amre in Eretz Yisrael they say lashon toli ta'i. A lashon of a person who goes from one person to the next to tell a person what someone else said about him. So that's how you call the rochel. Koto tilitoi. It kills three. It kills the one who speaks it. So horeg lemisapro, the one who speaks lashon hara about his friend, or laomro is the gears of the ba. It kills the person who is mikabel what the other person told him, and it kills laomro the one who is actually the victim of it. So the question is, how do we read the misapro? If the girsa of the Bach was initially la omro, and then la omro, the Bach changes la omrim alav, which makes more sense. So the one who speaks the lashon hara, the one who accepts the lashon hara, and the one who is the object of the lashon hara, who is the victim of the hariga of the lashon hara. Om Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. My dichtiv mavet v'chaim biyad lashon. What is the meaning of the pasuk? That life and death is in the hands of a lashon. How does a lashon have a hand? V'chiyesh yad l'lashon. But what it's using it is as a metaphor. Lomar lacha. Ma yad mimita af lashon mimita. In the same way that an actual yad can kill, so too can the lashon kill. And therefore, we want to use specifically a metaphor that we would use for someone who would go and stab a friend. Ah, you'll say, but, I mean, the metaphorical, the yad, has to be close by to the organism that uses it. So if you'll say a yad is only memita besamuchla, it's only going to cause death if it's attached to next to a person. And how far away can a yad act after all? I mean, throw something at somebody, but How it's not going to be a long distance murder. So you might think it's like an arrow, which is much more than what a yad holding a knife can do. So it, lashon, gets far away in its ability to destroy and to murder. Even an arrow. How far is an arrow going to get? 50 amot. So maybe the Lashon is only ad 45 ma. Talmud lomar, therefore, to make it absolutely clear that there are no limits to the impact. It continues on, as we saw, shatu bashamayim piyam, lashonam tialach ba'aretz. So these people are able to get it all the way up to the sky and all across the earth. And that's the devil's radio. If the Lashon is magia, even to the sky. So then what is the point of saying Chet Shachut L'Shanam, which is such a weaker metaphor that it gets as far as an arrow? I mean, that's a real come down. Lonely, so why say it that way at all? Akamash Malan de Kotil Kechet. It's coming to tell me that it's not just that it reaches the damage, it kills the way that an arrow kills. That's the point. V'chim Yachet Echtiv Chet Shachut L'Shanam. Mashper L'Shan Hara kills. So then why did we need to learn Mavet V'chaim B'yad Lashon Lamali? That death and life is in the hands of the tongue. So that's a given now. No, it's not. L'kid Rav Demarava. Rava says what that pasuk is coming to bring out is that basically your only choice in life is how to use your tongue. So the boy Chaim B'lishnei, somebody wants to live, to bring life to the world, that's a function of the tongue. And the boy Mita B'lishnei, somebody who deep down wants to have a life of emptiness, meaninglessness, cruelty, and ugliness. It's all up to the way in which you'll use this tongue. Comes and asks you, where can I get a light? And you tell him, go to some place. He's always got a light. That is considered to be Lashon Hara. Amar Abaye, that's Lashon Hara. What did he do wrong? My COVID. He's just answering a question. There's no involvement in the pursuit of evil there. So I don't understand how you could call that Eladamathic illusion of Bisha. He says it in a tone, which is a put-down tone. He says, well, where do you expect to find a light in this town? You're going to have to go to so-and-so. He's the only guy that has nothing to do all day long. He sits around barbecuing. There's lots of meat there, lots of fish there, and therefore, if you're sure to find a fire in his house.